This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A powerful earthquake hit southeastern Iran early today. Officials said the ancient city of Bam was devastated. State television reports at least 4,000 people killed or buried in the rubble and some 30,000 injured. The Associated Press quoted preliminary estimates that the death toll could be as high as 10,000. Telephone links with Bam are down, and information about the scale of the damage is hard to come by. Freelance reporter Miranda Eales is in Tehran.
So far, what we know is that 60% of Bam's residential areas have been destroyed. And this is also including the old part of the city, the citadel, a medieval fortress that attracts thousands of tourists every year. We know that the earthquake measured 6.3 on the Richter scale, and it occurred around 5:30 this morning local time. Now, rescue efforts are underway from neighbouring cities. They've been sent to Bam, which lies around 1,000 kilometres southeast of the capital, Tehran.
It's a 2,000-year-old fortress made of mud, and that's gone?
Well, from what we understand, a lot of it has been destroyed. It's an incredible city. It's incredibly old, around 2,000 years old. It's remarkable structures. It's like walking back in history with most of the walls and buildings made of clay and mud brick. Now, this is an uninhabited part of Bam. It's the old part of the city. There's also a modern part which has a population of about 80,000 people. And I believe it's 60% of those areas, the residential areas, that have been destroyed.
Any word on rescue efforts underway?
Well, rescue efforts have been underway since the early morning. What we know is that 5 helicopters and 2 large transport planes have been sent to the area, containing tents and blankets, food and medicine. A crisis centre has also been set up in Kerman, which is a city around 180 kilometres northwest of Bam. But the problem is that efforts are hampered by the fact that water, electricity and telephone links to the city and surrounding areas have been severed, making it very difficult to first of all, gauge how many people have died, but also, you know, to establish any kind of communication.
Aren't earthquakes a fairly common occurrence in Iran?
They are indeed. Iran is one of the most earthquake-prone regions in the world. Small tremors occur here almost on a daily basis. We had one in Tehran a couple of days ago, but it was very, very slight. But then last year we had a big one in the northwest of Iran, near the towns of Qazvin and Hamadan, in which 235 people died. So it does have a history of earthquakes. So the rescue efforts, and certainly Iran, is used to earthquakes.
Makes you wonder how a mud fortress could survive for 2,000 years.
Well, exactly. I think, certainly as far as I know, this is the first time the epicenter has been in Bam. I think there have been earthquakes around the area, but none of this size, and certainly with an epicenter, not with an epicenter being focused on the historical city.
And it's difficult to get information in Tehran today?
It is very difficult. I mean, it's difficult any time to get information from officials, but I think this is made even worse by the fact that links between the city and outside have been severed.
Reporter Miranda Eales in Tehran.